Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know if you can hear that, but welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. And today, I want to welcome everybody into the chat room. So Rebecca, do you hear that music?
Yes, I
yeah,
sure
Joanna,
do.
Do you hear it?
Yes, I want to dance with somebody.
I wanted to start us off with this song in particular, and I'm going to lower it now because I wasn't sure if it was going to work. Welcome to Soul Sister Radio, everybody. And today, I just want to welcome you all, and we're here to talk about what it is to be a battlefield warrior. And I started today off with that music just because it's such an uplifting song, and we lost a battlefield warrior this week. And it's been a really interesting week, and I'm even really emotional about it because, wow, God has blessed me with being in an organization where I am surrounded by battlefield warriors, and I've got two of them on the phone with me right now. So Rebecca from Virginia and Magdalena here from California, we want to welcome you all to Soul Sister Radio. And if you are in the chat room, please go ahead. If you are a guest, and I see the guest in there, you can just take a moment and log on to a free Blog Talk Radio account, and you'll be able to chat with our chat room host, Coretta Dahl. So we would love for you to join us there. So how are you ladies doing this morning? Let's go ahead and start first with Magdalena. Why don't you open us up in prayer?
Yes. Well, one thing I can definitely say, there's definitely joy in my heart. So that's one thing. But definitely want to start off in prayer and just I want to salute you, Father God, in heaven. And thank you so much for another wonderful day. Thank you for allowing us to see another day to be in your glory and in your presence, Father. And I just pray that with this show that we may grow in our wisdom and put our strength and rely on you, Father, because truly you are our true shield, Father, and you shield us from the enemy, Father. And today we'll be learning about the enemy and, yes, the respect that we need to have in order to guard our hearts and our life, God. I pray for all the ears that are listening, Father. I pray that you soften our hearts through your word, Father, and through the communion that we will have here together as sisters, as brothers, and all who would listen, Father, that we may be impacted by your word, Father. And I pray that we grow in numbers, Father, in honor of you, Father, that everything that we do is for your will, God. And I bless this day, bless this show, and bless everyone that is listening. Bless our enemies, Father. And God, yes, that we put our trust in you. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
That was beautiful.
Prayer warrior. I love prayer warriors around me. Really, I do. And Rebecca, hello, my beautiful friend.
Good morning.
How is the weather? How is the weather on the East Coast?
Oh, it's not too bad today. I think we're expecting some snow later, but it has been a beautiful week here. And that was a beautiful prayer, Magdalena, by the way. Thank you for that. I love hearing her pray, and I love hearing her read the Bible.
She has such an amazing home.
Yes.
And yes, that's what prayer warriors are all about, and I'm blessed that she is on this team. And Magdalena, here's something that I want to ask both of you ladies, so I want you to stop and I want you to think for a minute. And a lot of our listeners are out there, and maybe they don't know what a battlefield is or what it means to be a battlefield warrior, but I want you ladies to just stop and think, and our audience to stop and think, how many times have you been in front of the enemy? How has the enemy tried to take you out? And I'm sure that once you stop and really start calculating all the things that you have come up against in your life, you will really understand that you have been on the battlefield. But truly, the biggest battlefield is in our own mind. So the question that I have for you ladies, and I'll start with Magdalena, is can you just name a couple of battles that you have dealt with the enemy and how it has shown up in your life?
Oh, gosh, where do I start? And just, I guess, even just taking note that it was the enemy, because so many times we think it's us, you know, but really it's just because we didn't know any better. But, I mean, just I'm just thinking in my most recent time, you know, in my life now, even as an adult, even as someone who loves God, how the enemy deceives you and what you think is love. And that has been my biggest enemy, is in the field of love, because I am a lover, and you know, to me, it's really about applying God's word in love. But I've chosen the wrong people for me, and I've chosen it, but God has chosen those people to be in my life to teach me something, because it does say that God disciplines those he loves, and God loves me very, 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 very much. All I can say is because I remember reading something that stated that, you know, I was looking for love, and God sent me troubled people.
Aww.
And that's something
that's
that
good.
I feel in my life. And because that has really been my weakness, my addiction. I'm so hungry for that love that I didn't have growing up, that I have found it all in the wrong arms of people that should not have been in my life. But because I wanted to believe, because I wanted to see the good in them, I overlooked the bad.
Uh-huh.
And that's been my weakness. And right now I'm going through, you know, something where I've, you know, courts in regards to an ex. You know, he physically abused me in my home, tried to kick me out of my house, is suing me, and he won the lawsuit. So I'm going through these battles, but in all of this, you know, I'm still grateful to God that, you know, because I know that overall he is protecting me, and I am under the protection of his wings. That's what makes me strong at this point, because otherwise, if I didn't have God, and if I didn't have you women, if I didn't study the word, I'd be one hopeless person. but it's in my faith through God that is pulling me through this, because
yes.
Otherwise I'd be drowning in my own sorrow. But because I do believe that God loves me and he disciplines those he loves, I have faith in him.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I want to really make point out, that only the brave are eligible to be on the battlefield. So let me just say that right now. And here is the one thing that we all have to understand. Being a warrior, it means we're going to be on the battlefield. Okay. Life, especially if you've chosen a path where you are either, you know, walking with your master, there is a enemy out there. There is no enemy in hell that wants any of us to succeed in life, in friendships, in relationships. So it takes a lot of courage. So only the brave are eligible to even be a warrior. So, Rebecca, the same question. And, again, you and I, all of us women, have come from the same kinds of backgrounds when it comes to the enemy. How has the enemy affected your life? And just name a couple of things or just different ways he has shown up in your life.
Right. Well, first I want to say I love what Magdalena just said. I mean, you know, when you do come from a childhood that is mentally, physically, emotionally, sexually abusive, I think that we really at times do look for because our life doesn't have, you know, we don't receive what we really need when we're younger. So we somehow miss those avenues in our life. And I think, you know, we all at the core of our soul really want to be loved. And we want to be accepted. And we want to be appreciated. And so we do seek that, I think, when we haven't had that early on. We seek that in relationships with, you know, with our looking for it in our spouses or, you know, looking for it and even in other friends, you know, we really want that acceptance and that approval. And I found, you know, really that one of the ways the enemy really gets me, and I think you hit on it, Maria, too, is in my thinking. Because I've never really felt like I was good enough or you know, pretty enough or could do enough. And so I've really at times of my life been such an overachiever, and my abuse as a child, I wasn't taught to love myself. So I tried to seek it through other things, and so it's been my mind and me coming in and saying you're not good enough, you can't do enough, you can't be enough, and so it's really been that for me. And I think God has really, has healed. As I know in my life now, coming in my 30s, because I really dealt with that more like in my 20s. I think I did pageants and I did so many things early on to find that. And so finally, in my 30s, he really did start healing my mind, and he started to heal my heart. And he brought people into my life that were, really genuine and really true. And so learning just to love myself in my mind and saying, Rebecca,
right,
you are worthy and you are lovable and you are acceptable has really been my journey. And that's really been where Satan and where the enemy has really come in and has brought me down many
destroyed
times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want, Magdalena, if you have the Bible, I would love for you to read Ephesians 6:10 through 13. And this truly is when you get to a point where you are sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'll share a little bit of the enemy and what the enemy has done with me and thrown in my path. How many times has the enemy come up against me? Wow, child sexual abuse, domestic violence when it comes to law enforcement, rape, best friends stabbing you in the back, lawsuits against you. I mean, how many times has the enemy come up against us? Just even walking a daily path, something happens. So it's really important that you put on your armor. And one of the things that I tell all the ladies in the ambassador program and the men in our four guardian program is armor up, okay? Make sure you put it all on. So, Magdalena, why don't you read Ephesians 6:10 through 13 for me?
Okay, yes. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Yes.
Yes.
I love that. I love that verse.
Exactly.
I've gone back to that many times in my life.
You have.
And it's really inspired me so much.
It's important to make sure that you have, and one of the biggest books that is out there, one of the best-selling books, is called Battlefield of the Mind. And truly, you have to put your helmet on because, really, the mind is what you think is what you will become, and that's where the enemy really gets in. So make sure that you put all your armor, and then you learn how to respect that armor. And I was married to law enforcement, and my first, when I was married to two, my first husband used to get dressed at the office, so I never saw him get dressed. But my second husband was a motor officer, and every morning he would put on his bulletproof vest, and every morning I watched him put on this armor. Why? Because he respected the enemy that was out there. So just like us, we have to get our Ephesians 6:10 on and through 13 on every day, the minute you get up, because that enemy is in your thought even when you're sleeping. So you have to make sure that you have that armor and respect that it's there. And my biggest demon is your biggest demon, is Magdalena's biggest demon, and that is love addiction, okay? I'm addicted to love addiction, and if those people, there's some people out there that think that love addiction is sex addiction, and that's not the case. Love addiction is when you haven't heard from that guy, Rebecca, in so long, and you really want to hear from him, Magdalena, and you're wondering if he's thinking about you and nothing, and you start to get that sick feeling in your stomach, and you want to call him 50 million times, and you want to know why he isn't talking to you, and then all of a sudden a text comes through, and it's his ringtone. You don't even have to answer the thing. You got your fix. You know what I mean? That is love addiction, and a lot of us suffer from it. And the symptoms of love addiction can be alcoholism, drugs, just like we watched Whitney Houston, because her biggest drug truly was her love addiction that she had, and that is what caused the enemy had a way to get in, no bigger than the mustard seed. The enemy had a way to get in, and that's how it did it. Can you read Romans 7:14-20 for me, Magdalena, and really let's learn to understand and respect this enemy.
It was Romans what?
Romans 7:14-20.
Okay.
And really start to understand that it doesn't really matter how high or how low you are in the totem pole of life. Truly, if God has given you a shining, bright light and it's put you in front of millions, the enemy wants to take you out and will try very hard. So it has no respect of persons. Go ahead, Magdalena.
We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual. Sold as a slave to sin, I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but the sin living in me. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do, it is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but the sin living in me that does it.
Wow. Okay. And if anyone has watched and paid attention to the last week, if Rebecca, I don't know if you got to see the video, but I showed it to Magdalena, and I did send it to you and Coretta in the chat room, of how Whitney Houston, in fact, Magdalena, why don't you share what you witnessed in that video? Can you do that for me?
Absolutely. The one thing I can say, I mean, when we picture Whitney, we picture this beautiful woman with this most amazing smile, really a truly sweet woman. But in this video clip, you can see how Satan is speaking through her deceitfully. And Diane Sawyer asked her what her biggest devil was, and with a sinister look, she tilted her head to the side with a sweet smile, but you could see an evil piercing through her eyes, and she said, she is her biggest devil. But when she said it, you can really see the sinister evil spirit speaking through her. And when you capture that look in her eye, it's really actually kind of scary. It's It's like I said, it's so sinister. It's this evil presence within her, and how it ends its speech with this very sweet smile, but it's a very sinister look in her face, and that's what possessed her. And it's really sad because we're deceived by what we think is love. The love that she had at home was not a God-blessed love. Mm-hmm. And she was stuck on that because the one thing about her, she believed in the Institute of Marriage. She believed in the love. She had the right love for this person, but that person did not have the right godly love for her. And she was stuck in that. And she stuck through everything that she thought would make it work, you know, and including what she dealt with the drugs and everything and dealing with her fame. It stole her joy. It stole her spirit. And that's what's really sad, because we all know how much she loved God. She was raised in a church praising God. And it's really, this is what really, you know, brought her out of that darkness. But she was stuck in a dark period for a long time, as all of us are. And, you know, I get stuck in that same way where I don't think I'm good enough, or, you know, I'm always my biggest personal enemy. And if people tell me, if you could only see through my eyes what I see in you, and I know that's what the world saw in Whitney, and sometimes she didn't see it in herself because the enemy took that away from her.
It's funny because if you've never dealt with the enemy on an intimate level. The way that you sought Magdalena on that video, and if anybody of our listeners has seen it, it's an incredible thing. And just like it happened witnessing, we've been a witness to this woman's life for the past how many years, right? But if once when you're a battlefield warrior and you're a friend of that person, or you are on the outside looking in, but you're the warrior, you understand and respect that meaning. Remember, there was a man in my life, and everybody told me to turn my back on him because he was a witch. This was a person that I fell in love with, and things, crazy things, just like that sinister look would pop up out of nowhere, and I didn't know what it was. And lo and behold, I find out that this person is a Wiccan. This man that I'm in love with is a witch. And wow, what am I going to do about it? And everybody in my Christian world said, you got to get away from this person. He, you know, he's going to inject demons into you. And I thought, wow, what am I going to do, Lord? What am I going to do? And he said, you can step back, but don't turn your back, because that's the demon, and you have an opportunity here to shine. Today, that person is an in love with the Lord Christian and is my biggest testimony. And that's what a battlefield warrior does. It stands and looks at that enemy straight in the face and says, no way. And I know that is what Whitney Houston's mother did with her. I know it. And I know that is what the power of God and the courage that it takes to be a battlefield warrior. And with saying that, why don't we read Psalms 37, 10 through 11, Magdalena? And as we get stronger, okay, it's almost as if the enemy gets smaller, okay? And as our courage builds, the enemy gets smaller. However, if you have ever been in an abusive relationship, and the enemy is big, and you try to puff up and get bigger, they try and puff up and get even bigger. So this is what the battlefield is about. Go ahead, Magdalena.
Psalms 37:10. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. Amen. I say to that.
Okay. We're going to be playing a song very soon. And the song is called Salute. And if you know, Magdalena, what does it mean to salute somebody? Do you know? Remember we talked about this? What does it mean
to
salute?
Yeah, to salute, I mean, it's a sign of reverence. It's a sign of respect. It's a sign that, you know, you're aware of the law. And really you do it out of because it's something reciprocal. But it's mostly out of respect and reverence that we salute somebody.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I want to really pay attention to is we have that power to salute the enemy, because where is God? God is within us, correct? So
yeah.
Once we understand that we are His and He is always with us, He's never, even in our darkest hours, just like I'm sure in Whitney Houston's darkest hours, He never left. There was no comeback. There was no return, okay? He was always there through it all, just like that scripture of walking on the sand and there was only one set of footprints. So even when we are dealing with our deepest demons and we think that we can't get out of the hell that we are in because the enemy found the mustard seed, that love addiction, that whatever, okay? That's when we really have to understand that He is with us all the time. And when you finally wake up and you don't want to be sick and tired of being sick and tired anymore, and you have an awakening of some sort, you finally just want to get off the roller coaster that we call abuse, okay? A roller coaster. Abuse is anything that misuses something. So everybody's afraid of the word of abuse. But let me just clarify that it's just the misuse of something. Okay, so when we finally get off that roller coaster, okay, the enemy starts to tap on your shoulder, and you know what I'm talking about, Rebecca, and you know what I'm talking about, Magdalena. The enemy starts to talk and step, you know, tap you on the shoulder and say, "Up, you're never going to be good enough. you're never going to have enough, you're never going to be enough, and that's when you finally look at them and say, yeah, right, whatever, and you salute to them because you can. So this song I'm going to play now, I want you to sing it, and I want you to sing it to your love addiction. I want you to sing it to all of your demons, all of the trials, every person that's tried to harm you. It's time to salute them. You ready?
You say you wanna walk away. You ain't got nothing to say. I salute you, yeah. Go on out the door now. Take care, no more tears to shed. What you expected me to beg? Well, I'm not, I'm done. So when you leave, just close the door behind you.
Cause I'm feeling kinda taller than you
lately.
I'm feeling kinda stronger than you
lately.
I'm feeling kinda better than you.
And I know just what to do.
I feel like doing my hair.
My hair.
My
girlfriend,
feel like going to my club
and
partying. I'm a soldier now in this world. I stand alone. I can't be strong. I walk a mile. I made it home. It's good to know without you, I made it. Soldier girl in my world. I took the fall. Now I stand tall for the pain and all. I made it through.
And you think that your shit don't stink, what it do, hey. And when it comes to me, you don't have a clue. Took me all of these years to realize that you don't belong here. I can do better. You say I'll never do better. Yeah, right, whatever.
Feel like a soldier girl.
I'm ready to wear my armor.
But I want to be like a Spartan soldier girl. I want to be that tough. I don't.
Okay,
I mean, as much as I would love.
Magdalena, we posted a boop soldier girl yesterday. Remember?
Yes. Yes, yes. But at heart, I want to be a Spartan for God, a true warrior. And,
go ahead.
Well, and then there was another scripture I wanted to read because, you know, so many times in our affliction, we're like, you know, God help me, this and that. But, you know, it's one thing that I was reading, and it says in Psalms 37:12, the wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. And you know, it's like everything is in God's timing. And, you know, for me too, it's just about praying for my enemy, but also praying that, you know, God's justice in our lives, but really it's in God's hands. And so, you know, God obviously sees what the wicked do, and he laughs because he knows their day will come. But I know that he probably does hurt inside too, because we are his children, and some of us are lost.
Mm-hmm. A lot of us are lost. Even lost are still lost sometimes, so I get it. The next thing that we need in order to be a battlefield warrior is only the strong are able to do this. Really, weak people do not do this. Weak people are not battlefield warriors or Spartans for God. You definitely have to have a strength. And one of the passages that I'd like for you to read, because it truly is a foundation of Soul Sister Radio, and that is Romans 1:11. Okay. And again,
I love this scripture.
Yes. And once you realize that all of the strength that you need, and once you look back behind you, okay, well, let me give you this. One of the greatest things my father ever gave me growing up was this. See that huge mountain in front of you is my daughter. Yes, wow, huge. Just look behind you and look all of those little hills that were mountains before. Okay. So go ahead and read 1:11.
And I guess that's why I love living in Mission Viejo, because I live amongst the mountains. But this is to you, Rebecca, and to the Corettas, and to all our sisters everywhere that we're not close. And this is a message that we will share with you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong, that is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. And to me, really, if I didn't have you guys in my life the way that we share the word in the scripture, I mean, you guys edify my faith, because you guys are women who do the works, the deeds of the Bible. And to me, that just lives my spirit. And you know, that's how we build each other up in the word of God.
And that's where strength comes from. Let's read Psalm 28:7. And I think, true, to touch base on what you just talked about, I think that's what attracts me to all of the ladies in our group and all of our listeners probably out there that are truly starting to get to know who we are, is that I'm attracted to all the little girls in each of you, because we know each other, because we know our courage, we know our strength, and we know the wisdom. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead, Magdalena.
I know that you said to start on 7, but my heart tells me to start on 6.
Okay, go ahead. I don't question your heart.
Because it says, praise be to the Lord. Amen. For he has heard my cry for mercy. Verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy. And that's why I had to share verse 6, because praise be to the Lord.
Praise be to the Lord. Rebecca, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here, sweetheart. I love that verse as well. It's a great verse. You've got some good verses today.
Yeah.
Some very strong, very deep.
There's some scripture that we prayed about earlier this morning that I would like for you to share if you have them. If not, Magdalena can read them. Let's go to Hebrews 3:19. And again, strength is a huge thing. And one of the prayers that I pray for every day is to have the strength. Just give me the strength to breathe. Sometimes when you're in a very difficult spot, it's hard just to breathe. And sometimes the greatest prayer to pray is just give me the strength to breathe. Go ahead, Magdalena.
You said Hebrews
3:19. Yes.
Okay, so we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief is what I got, Hebrews 3:19.
Then that was probably the wrong one. So let's go to Philippians 4:13.
Philippians 4:14.
4:13.
Okay. Oh, 13, okay. Yes, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Hallelujah.
The one I love.
Let me ask you both, Rebecca, mm-hmm. this. How do you know, okay, when you're doing a Bible search or a Bible study, what's the easiest way to find scripture when it comes to strength? Is it a thesaurus or whatever? This is the baby Christian talking to you guys now. If I just wanted to do a Bible search on strength, where would I go for that?
I go to the Dictionary Concordance in the very back. And I have what I love, which I've had for years. I've got a couple different Bibles, but I've got the, which is it's totally one of my favorite, is the Life Application Study Bible,
uh-huh.
where not only do you have the verses, but underneath the verses will be kind of explaining it in the way Rebecca can understand it, where it really goes and breaks down, and you can really, really study and read, like read the word, and that's what I love. And then if I'm like dealing with something on a spiritual level, or if I'm looking for, you know, some wisdom, or if I'm trying to understand, you know, what it means, you know, walking with the wise, or what you're trying to understand is the concordance.
Mm-hmm.
Which is such a, for me, it's just been an enlightening, you know, it's a way to study the Bible. So, and I love this Bible. Love this one.
It's a really good tool in a person's life in order to give them what they need to have the strength and the confidence. Because what I've learned is the stronger I become is when I become more confident in the word, meaning. But here's the other weird thing is God practically teaches me the Bible. So he practically teaches me, then he gives me the word. So I know that it's true. But the more strength I gain is because of the confidence that I have that that book is true. True, without a shadow of a doubt. So it's really important that if you don't know where in the Bible to find those things, to make sure you go to your concordance. Yes, Rebecca?
Yeah, absolutely.
And put those tools in your toolbox, because every tool that you put in there will give you the courage and the strength that you need to be able to fight these battles. Let's read Mark 12:30.
Maria, may I just add one more thing as
absolutely,
well, too, because this is really helpful. And then it just talks about it, like, right in the very beginning, why the Life Application Study Bible is unique. And for many of us that are new Christians, or, you know, we want to study or we want to become better, you know, better people, it's have you ever opened your Bible and asked the following questions? You know, what does this passage really mean? Of course, we do that all the time. You know, how does this apply to my life? What, you know, why do these ancient cultures, you know, have to do with today? You know, if I love God, why can't I understand what he is saying to me through his word? So that's why this Bible is so helpful, because you can really apply it. You can apply all of this to your life, so... And the history, it breaks down history, and it's just, you know, chronological, you know, the events of the Bible and how it relates to our world today as we know it.
Exactly,
so.
Which brings me to why I'm bringing this up. Again, if you don't come from a place where you read the Bible a lot, God will teach it to you. If you seek, you will find. And practical education is how he's taught me, okay? And again, it's really important, because what I've learned is everything that I've learned to be true that's in that book called the Bible is within me. is within me. And that's how you know that it's the truth, because you are of God. You are connected to Him, and God is truth, and God is love, and God is pure. Make sense? So we don't know our own strengths. Even in our darkest hours, we're unaware of how strong we really are. So that's why it's important to really start to analyze the things and respect what you've gone through and respect your healing and make sure that you never, ever, one of the biggest mistakes that I think I've ever heard someone say is that I am healed with an ED. Now, I say that in the abuse realm. Why? Because we are walking in our healing. When Jesus grabs our hand and crosses us over the finish line, we will be healed. In the meantime, the enemy has a way to get in, so we have to armor up and make sure that we have that armor and that we have that knowledge that we are strong enough. So the next song I'm going to play is I Didn't Know My Own Strength. And really, I want you to stop, close your eyes, and really stop and listen to the words of this song, because we don't know our own strength until we are confident that we understand that He lives within us, and that's all the strength we need.
Yeah. Lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength. And I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength. Survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, pulled my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own. The light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never find my way. I thought I'd never live that way. I thought I would pray. I didn't know my.
the last part of that song says, I got to know my own strength. And it just kind of breaks me up a little bit because truly we have to stop and respect and really get to know our own strength, really fall in love with that strength. And that strength is God within you. It is Joe showing up good looking on the back of a Harley just where you are, right where you are. And that strength has been in you all along. And really get to know your own strength because, wow, if you're going to be on the battlefield, and I think that we're all stuck on this battlefield, it's encouraging to make sure that you understand that that strength has been in you all along. Right, Magdalena? We were sitting here looking at the magazine right now. Share a little bit with our audience what you were looking at just a moment ago.
Well, I should have brought the magazine with me, but the one beautiful thing, one of the titles of the magazine is like how she fell to her own demons. And that's basically what we've been talking about. But one beautiful thing that I also saw in the magazine is it said in Whitney singing in her voice, we can hear God's voice, because really she was such a blessed woman with such an incredible voice. And to know that we could hear God's voice within her, I think is such a beautiful and remarkable statement.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and yes. If I may add to that, you know, she came from a very, very spiritual background.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she really, really loved the Lord as a young girl. And you know, if we're talking, you know, today about when we are talking about, you know, the battles that we all deal with. And, you know, when you're walking on your journey like we've all been talking about, and she was on the journey, I really feel like the Lord,
oh, yeah.
You know, she loved the Lord and how, you know, she really was under attack.
Absolutely.
A good part of her life. And, you know, that's why I think it's very important for us to all realize something. You know, we are going to have those times of being really face-to-face with our demons and our enemies. And our mind. And that's why it's so important to have each other, to have a community of people where we can fall back on and to really talk about these things.
Because
none of
exactly.
us, we really don't like to talk about. I mean, this is a hard, very hard topic to really say, okay, let's talk about my demons. Let's talk about where I fail and where I fall short. But that's all part of our journey. And I do believe that that's why we are doing this show. I do believe that that's why we are together, united, studying the Word of God, praying together, you know, sharing how and what, you know, has been put in our lives and becoming closer as we walk on this journey together.
It totally brings us into the final part, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Only the wise are worthy, okay? You get to a certain point where you realize that these friendships, this Soul Sister Sunday, us just calling this church and making it a new definition of it, and it's just simple. We're just all coming together, sharing, being transparent, being vulnerable to each other, knowing that we are going to come up against these enemies and these demons and these things that come after us, even especially if you grew up in an environment where you love God more than life. The enemy wants to take you out, but you want to know something? That woman did not know her own strength, but her mother did, and her mother made millions of people go to Southern Baptist Church yesterday, and wow, for 4 hours, a lot of people went to church, and they didn't even know it. So rock on. She didn't know her own strength, and everybody that watched that ceremony yesterday, that celebration of her life, understood that the Holy Spirit was with her all along. And if it wasn't for her family that was there for her all along, think of how bad it would have been. Think if she didn't have the friends and the wisdom that it took to get to that point. Look at the blessings that she had. And with much blessing comes much responsibility. That's the reason why this show is so important to me. Our roundtables on Tuesday are so important because fellowship is what keeps our wisdom for our strength to keep the courage going. Now, I would love for you to read Proverbs, or why don't you go ahead and read Proverbs 2:12, Magdalena, and I want to just go ahead, we're going to kind of do it backwards. Yesterday I asked Magdalena, give me a book in the Bible, or give me a scripture of the Bible, and Magdalena reads this.
Well, okay, Proverbs 2:12, wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men.
Mm-hmm. And I asked her what book or what scripture is going to give me wisdom, and she said the entire book of Proverbs. So if you want to know anything on wisdom, it's Proverbs where you want to go. And one of the things I do tell a lot of my coaching clients is that they have to read the entire book of Proverbs, which is kind of cool. So I would love for you to read Proverbs 1:7.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, is the beginning of knowledge.
Okay, read that again.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Okay, I'm going to go back to my baby Christian bottle, okay? When someone tells me I have to fear the Lord and that this is, why does that freak me out? Please tell me.
Because fear, as we know, is such a negative word. And here you're like, why do I have to have this negative, you know,
exactly.
Authoritative of, you know, feeling over me? Why do I have to have that, you know? But it's really our life without God is what we need to fear.
Amen.
It's really what it is. Because honestly, when my walk is not with God, that is the scariest time of my life. And that's really when I fear. So in fearing God, it's really in honoring God, because he teaches us the way of life and he teaches us through his book. And it's really, like you said, it's all within us. But the Bible
right.
just reinforces everything that God has planted in our hearts.
Let's read Proverbs 30:24. And again, one of the biggest things I want people to understand, and we're coming up to the end of our show, so I really want to say thank you for all of our supporters out there as we are going to move forward and start ending the show. But thank you so much for calling and all of the people in our chat room. Where were we? We're on Proverbs. Go ahead, Magdalena.
30:24 says, four things on earth are small, yet they are extremely wise. Is that what you wanted me to 30:24 only?
And Proverbs 4:6. I love that sound.
Yeah, I'm Bible thumping. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you.
I love that it puts a woman on wisdom, her. And really, I think the women that are around us and the women that are supporting the show and the women that are listening to us and even the men, it's an amazing thing to have you all, because the one thing that Christ wanted was for us to be able to call him a friend. And once we realize that it's the wisdom that we have in order to have that strength and courage, and it's the wisdom to know who we have around us, and it's really important of who you pick on the battlefield and making sure that you have that discernment around you and the wisdom. And why don't you read Psalms 51:10, Magdalena. And then the song that we're going to be playing and very soon is called A Song for You. And I swear this is my new theme song. But go ahead, Magdalena, read.
Yes. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
That's a great verse. That's 51:10, right? 51:10.
I kind of want to go back to Proverbs, too, because in wisdom, it does say in verse 8, esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. How beautiful is that?
Amen. I love that. Rebecca, why don't you go ahead and close us out in prayer before I go ahead and play the song? And again, I just want to thank everybody and to know that you you know, being a battlefield warrior kind of sometimes wears you down. And that's why it's so important to have the courage and the strength and the wisdom to be able to walk this battle. So thank you all for joining us. We will end it with a song for you right after Rebecca goes ahead and ends us in prayer. Thank you, Magdalena, and thank you to our listeners in the chat room and to all of our listeners and supporters out there. God bless you. Thank you. Rebecca?
Yes. Lord, thank you so much for this day, and thank you for this show. Thank you for your word. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives. Thank you for the wisdom that we receive from you, for the grace, for the knowledge, and for just your encouragement that you give, and the love, most importantly, the love that we receive from you. Bless us, Lord. Bless us, our families. Bless our country. Bless those that we love. Be with us, Father, and allow us to walk with you every day. Thank you so much for your love. And thank you for this what you're doing in our lives and for our time together. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. And the Lord, and the church said amen.
We will see you all next week on Soul Sister Radio. Enjoy all Whitney Houston's music. Take care.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs and made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching. Well, but we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. Darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? We're alone now, and I'm singing a song to you. You taught me precious secrets.
is for you.